All right, Ms. Dorothea, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you.
You've reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Bridget. How may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. We just want to confirm this roadside assistance service for a client that is needing the roadside assistance right now.
Okay, what do you mean confirm it? It's already been done?
No, I don't know. I need to confirm that she qualifies for that service. She hasn't had that service complete, yes.
Yeah, they said that I needed an override.
Okay, so have you already made out a ticket for roadside assistance?
Oh, my God. Ma'am, what they told me is they told me that I needed to contact my insurance company because it wasn't showing up, and that my insurance company needed to contact y'all because y'all needed an override.
Okay, so that means you already have a ticket in here, correct?
Okay, yes, ma'am. If that's the case, I just need this process. It's hot. I got my kids in the car, and I'm just ready to move forward with this process. My insurance company is on the other line to where they can give you any information it is that you need.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. My last name is spelled S-T-R-I-C-K-L-I-N.
Okay, so I don't even see a ticket in here for you.
Yes, ma'am, and it's so funny because I spoke to two. I spoke to two of your representatives. I said
okay.
I spoke to two of your representatives.
And what is your phone number?
My phone number is, oh, my goodness, 520-247. Hold on 1 second. Let me give it to you. 247-6570. You guys might have it in the computer as 520-551-2997.
Okay, yes, I have your ticket.
Perfect.
Okay, it's saying that the grace period days have exceeded. Is that what
that is not correct?
Is that
no, ma'am? What they told me. Ma'am, what they told me is that I needed to contact my insurance and get an override. My insurance is on the line right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, your policy is showing up as inactive.
Okay. Well, they're on the phone right now. They can answer any questions. It's not inactive at all.
Okay. What's the effective date?
Sir, are you there?
All right, so the effective date for this policy is March 2nd of 2022, expires September 2nd, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And policy is still active.
And what is the producer code and plan letter?
Producer code is, let me see, 75980. And plan letter is N as in Nancy.
Okay. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It is a 2015 Chevy Malibu.
Okay. And what's the color? Silver. Okay. Okay, so it still comes up grace period exceeded. Hold on.
Thank you.
Man, sir, I will tell you one thing. I appreciate your patience because they were giving me the runarounds, and I'm just, like, freaking out here because it's so hot, you know what I'm saying? And I got my kids in the car, and I'm just like, come on now.
Yeah, no worries, Ms. Dorothy. We'll hopefully get this sorted out, and that way you could get your service
All right.
And get out of the heat for sure. But, yeah, let's...
I got it.
No problem.
I'm still waiting on someone to respond to me. I'm sorry for the wait. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
What is wrong with the vehicle?
Right now I have a flat tire and I am stranded and I'm with my kids. I don't have anybody else to support or help, and that is why I paid for roadside assistance.
Okay, ma'am. Which tire is flat?
It's going to be my rear passenger tire.
So you need a tire change or a tow? Do you have a spare?
I don't have a spare. I don't have a spare. I don't have a tire. I need a tire. I don't need a tow. I need a tire.
We do not bring out tires, ma'am. If you don't have a spare,
okay,
then we have to tow you somewhere. We don't bring out
spares. Okay, you do not bring out spares.
No.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Well, I have no clue.
Okay, you can get to a tire shop.
Okay, and that, okay.
Okay, but we don't cover tires. You would have to pay for
the tire. Okay, I got that.
Okay.
I got all that.
Right. Okay. Okay, can you look for a tire shop? We don't do that either.
Okay, you don't do that either? Do very much. Let me think. They could be, you should. That's what you pay for.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you pay for. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you guys got a computer right in front of you. Long story short, ma'am, there's not a tire shop no more than 2 miles away. So when they get here, if you can just put in the order for them to get here, I will have them take me to where they got to go and drop me off. That's all I want to know is how long it's going
to
be.
Because
we can't do that.
We have to have the destination address when we're ordering the tow.
Okay, there's one on Alvernon, I believe it is on Alvernon and 22nd.
Okay, ma'am, where are you located at now? Where are you located at now?
Okay, right now I'm at the Reed Park Plaza. When I asked, when I was on the phone, I pressed the number 1 so you guys can automatically know where I am located at.
That does not work. That does not work. I'm sorry.
Okay, then y'all need to take that right on off.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you take
it
right on off.
But what I can do, I can send a signal to your phone and you can give me the coordinates.
Perfect. That do whatever you got, whatever you're able to do.
Ma'am, it's going to come into your text messages as a text. Open the text and press on the link and give me those numbers.
Did you send it to the 551-2997 number?
I'm assuming so.
Okay, well, that's not the right number. I need to give you a different number.
Well, that's the number that's in here, ma'am.
And I understand that. I understand that. That is not the correct number. So, therefore, let me give you the number to where you can send it to this number, and I can give you a code, and we can both move on with our day. Because I'm not getting that message, okay?
Okay, what's the number?
Now, let me know. The number is going to be 520-247-6570.
That's what I had.
Okay, well, if that's what you had, ma'am, let me tell you like this. And my phone is pretty fast. It's a 5G, and I ain't got the message. So if that's what you have, resend it.
Yes.
Haven't received it.
Okay, well, I don't know, ma'am.
Okay, well, you don't know, so what do you need for me to give you to send this doggone tow truck to where I'm at? I've already given you, it's called Reed Park Plaza. It's in Tucson, Arizona. Okay, I'm right next to the Purple Penguin Candy Emporium. Their address is 3392. What else you need?
3392. And what's the rest of the
That's
address?
Right.
That's where you're at now?
33. That is where I am at right now. It is right off of 22nd across from Reed Park Zoo. I am in Reed Park Plaza.
Can I explain to you that I am not in Arizona, okay? Listen to me.
It doesn't make any difference to me where you are. That's why I'm explaining to you where I am. And if you listen to me, you will know where I am at. So let me finish, if you don't mind. I don't mean to be rude or anything else, okay? But it is what it is, and I'm trying to get my point across just as well as you are. So like I said, I am at 3392. I am right off of 22nd across from Reed Park. You can write that in your notes. I am in Reed Park Plaza Industrial Shoe Company. That is where my vehicle is at. That is where the tow truck can come. And it can come as soon as possible, please.
Okay, 3392. And what's the rest of the address, ma'am?
22nd Street.
West 22nd Street?
I said that. East 22nd Street. East 22nd Street. You will find Reed Park Plaza. Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, now where are you going? I got that address.
I'm going to the closest tire shop. So while I got you on the line, you can't Google nothing. You can't do nothing else. Let me go on ahead and give you a tire shop that's located on 22nd Street.
All right.
I guess it's going to be 22nd Tire and Automotive Care. The address is going to be 5283 East 22nd Street.
5283? And you said East 22nd Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Even though I said it's going to be on Auburn, let me see, hold up.
Okay. All right, ma'am. As soon as I get a provider, they will text you their estimated time of arrival. Okay?
And that's how it works. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good day.
Pardon me? Oh, well.